I like your shorts, Scott.
Thanks.
I bought them the other day for £3 at a charity shop.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Which one?
Lothian Road.
Right. I went further afield.
Oh, I was in the area.
Shelter, is it there?
Yeah, I think.
Or up towards Tesco.
Shopping abroad.
I think there's a Vinny's as well.
No. A Vinny's?
Oh, no, you don't have those here. St. Vincent de Paul.
I don't think it was a Vinny's.
Maybe the Heart Foundation.
Yeah. So I really enjoy that. I just enjoy hearing a new thing every so often from Scott, where it's like, oh, no, wait, that doesn't exist here. It's like,
it's like the go-to, like, you just call any charity shop back home a Vinny's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want me to ad hoc a quick intro now? So, the summer sprint series?
Well, SPS. I'll record one. And
short podcast summer.
Yeah. So maybe just go into like, cool and welcome to the new,
sweet.
Short shorts, long hair.
Podcast shorts.
Podcast shorts. We're all in shorts.
We're all in shorts.
We've got the picture.
This is it. We've started. We've begun.
Intro over.
Summer shorts.
This is actually the recording we're using for this, right?
I think it is.
Sweet. Fantastic. Cool. Podcast shorts. Podcasting in shorts.
So I guess this is it now.
Do you want to start the timer?
Yeah.
I'm not using my good content until the timer starts.
Okay, it's on. Now you're on the clock.
We're on the clock. Podcast shorts. Let's do this.
Podcast shorts.
Summer shorts.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like a summer day. It feels like it's way too muggy to be a live day.
Yeah. I'm also just in a hoodie still.
I mean, that feels inappropriate. I still feel quite warm even with the windows open.
He's taking it off.
Yeah.
It's shorts on both bits now.
Short sleeves, short pant shorts.
The humidity is 73%.
Wet.
It's going to get less humid as the day goes on.
Yeah, actually, I do. I think it actually has already got less humid because when I woke up this morning and went out and worked Bernie. It's like, this is...
Yeah, tomorrow morning, 97% humidity. Oh, I think that's underwater, isn't it?
That's, yeah.
What if it goes above 100%? It's like the water's drying out.
Super saturated sky. What?
Oh, and then it's dry on Wednesday.
I suppose I don't look at humidity very often until it feels too humid.
Maybe you should. Over temperature.
I have a question.
Go.
This is a totally different thing.
Okay.
I see you've got an air freshener in here now.
Yeah.
Have you seen... is that on the packet tells you to use it like that?
No. I think... I don't know. That's just how my dad used to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Suppose that's how you're meant to do it.
Yeah. I think it does say on the back, though.
Oh, right. Okay. So we've got a little tree air freshener. You know the ones that are usually
magic
green.
Tree.
The magic tree is over there. It's yellow. I assume it's lemon scented.
It's vanilla.
Oh, that's not what the color I would go for, yellow.
No.
I would have gone for like a beige.
I didn't like it.
Vanilla or black. But you would think black would be licorice. Who wants a licorice air freshener?
No one.
But yeah, there's a little V cut in the top of the packet. And so it's not fully out of the plastic.
Yeah.
Which feels...
savors the odor.
Mm.
Instead of just being like 3 days worth of intense.
3 days of sickly intense.
This is your grade A material.
It just seeps it out. Mm-hmm. But we're doing shorter episodes over the summer because we've got a very good friend show.
Our friend show, not someone else's.
The friend show that we've very good friend show
we've created that we practiced the other day.
Yeah, so we're tweaking the podcast a little bit for the summer. So these are our summer shorts.
Yeah, shorts.
We still got percentage game questions. We'll still be having a chat, but it'll just be in a more condensed version.
Which probably means we should get into the percentage game.
Shall we?
Take it away.
The percentage game. these questions have been put to our in real life pub quizzes, and we have to guess the percentage of teams that got each one correct. And then I'll add a condensed version in there. Yeah. And then you pick up. Go.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, we've got three questions to go through, which is less than five.
But it still means one of us can win.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Do you want to play for something? For the summer shorts? Seeing it's just going to be me and you. We're not going to guess. We can really like go out. Do you want to play for something? How about...
The loser has to buy another person some more shorts.
Do you want to... I tell you what, we're going to beep this
Scott's
out.
Scott's nodding.
This is the beep out.
Okay.
Nah, go for the shorts.
We can make a decision.
Or a special pair of shorts. Scott's bought me shoes before.
Yeah.
They were good. They were very white.
Yeah, they were.
And they're actually a little bit big for me, which is still weird.
We can... Yeah. We can put it to the people as well.
Between news two.
Is that per episode?
No, I think for the series.
Ooh, summer series.
Between these two shorts. Giants of the podcast.
Scott's been winning so much recently. Yeah. It's really frustrating.
Is he confident? Will he do well in the short format?
Oh.
Let's see. I'm a marathonist.
Is this 2020 versus test cricket?
Are you a marathoner?
I'm not, no. I'm not sure what distance I am, to be honest. Starter. I'm a starter. If I was in a relay,
you'd be out the gates.
It's 100 meters.
Guys, you're quite far away.
Can you come any closer?
A short relay.
Yeah. Would you throw the baton?
I don't trust your hands to...
Not me either. That's why I wouldn't do a relay. We'll find
Can
it one day.
Velcro it to my front.
Just getting dragged along by the next person. Use the slingshot maneuver. I'll just keep going. All right. Questions. Come on. Let's go.
Right. Answers, percentages, closest to wins. We'll discuss the answers. Question one. What was the 2014 sequel to 21 Jump Street?
Great film. Is it better? The second film's better than the first. 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. 22 Jump Street.
Correct.
Nice.
But.
Directed by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, is it? Or Phil Miller and Chris Lord? Can never remember which way around it goes. They're very funny guys, though. They also have a really great car scene in that where they go through like science labs and stuff and you just hear the smashing from inside and you don't actually get to see it. And it's like, brilliant, brilliant piece of film making this. And it's like, you can hear their voices still. It's like, why are we going through all the expensive stuff?
Surely it's going to be low for this one.
Scott's winking. That doesn't come across well for the audio format.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, yeah, same.
Yeah, people at home, give us your answer for this one. But 3, 2, 1, turn.
I think Scott's winning this one.
Right. Goose, you've said
87%.
87. Scott, you went
75%.
Okay. Other answer would people put?
I don't know.
21 Jump Street 2.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Right.
I just feel like I mostly see 22 Jump Street, but I just feel there's too often odd ones that people don't put the right one in.
Well, so we've got 75 and an 87. This one came out at 92%.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's quite high.
It's a big lead to get out when it's only three questions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Goose is only 5 away. Scott, 17 away. Gets 1 point and then 2 points for Goose.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. As we did mention already, we ran the test show for the Fringe show the other day. We were all involved. It was all guns blazing recently in the office.
Pew, pew.
Everyone was doing their little bits because we've all got our own sort of roles in the Fringe show, depending whether it's on stage or behind the scenes or all these different things. So Scott was feverishly busying on the sound side of stuff.
Yeah. Trying to get little stings and bites and... I like to call them experience enhancers.
Brilliant. Actually, one of my favorite bits was when where we were doing the test show, Assembly Roxy has a big balcony bit where the sound stage is, but it's above the lights. So when you look up, you just can't see anything. You can't see anyone there. You can kind of see silhouettes, maybe. So, I mean, you also can't really hear them properly. So I'm on the mic being like, Scott, can we get this okay? Yeah, right. And so Scott, instead of shouting down, just started using his soundboard and using the like tick noise, like ding.
Correct.
I just felt I like am I was ready. Talking to a computer.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was good. I think everyone had a good time.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
I think it went well.
We pretty much sold out and had lots of people there, and everyone seemed to get really into it. And we had a really fun time.
Yeah.
We had an incident happen, which was insane. I've never had an experience like it in my life, where I think most people at home would know heads or tails games. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Did you think I was going to say something different?
No, no, please.
I didn't know where you were going.
Well,
when you say an incident,
it is an incident. This is an incident.
Oh, right.
Head to tails, and I'll happily tell you, I think I'm quite good at flipping a coin.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I've talked about this in the podcast before, but I just enjoy Louis coming up and doing doing coin flipping at the St. Columbus quiz. Standing, it's like, flip coins often, Louis?
No.
The answer is definitely no.
He's only got that folding money.
I'm a digital boy.
Yeah.
Can't flip a Bitcoin.
That's it. I've got an app for that.
But no, I was flipping a coin for one of the rounds, and it was just basically saying heads or tails, you know, go to whichever side you think it is. And we flipped 7 heads in a row from the start. Which basically meant everyone stood in the same area for the whole time, and then they won.
Nice.
It was great.
Nice.
That was the crowd were going a little bit crazy for that when it started happening. When they started getting to like 5 or 6 in a row, everyone was going a little bit.
The official world record is 8.
We went for it, didn't get it.
But the record is currently inactive and they're not taking applications.
Ah.
2003, Billy Morgan, although there's a comment that says Ron Reed from a word I can't pronounce in Oklahoma, set the world's record flipping 17 heads in a row.
Oh, wow.
At the Pawhuska Chamber of Commerce annual gala, but it's not verified. So Ron Reed, we bow to you. Oh, wait, sorry. That's Ron Reed, and the comment is left by Ron Reed.
Wow, what an update.
He's speaking of himself in the third person.
I hope his LinkedIn is Ron Reed, professional coin flipper.
Yeah,
Ron Reed. The probability of 17 heads in a row is 1 to 131,000.
Thanks, Ron.
Doesn't feel that ridiculous.
Unachievable.
How often do you think
it seems quite low? 8.
Oh, 8. Yeah, 8. Yeah. This is Ron Reed 17.
Yeah.
That's if we believe Ron Reed.
The Reed record.
Well, he's my record holder. Unofficial.
And this comment was only 12 weeks ago. The record was set in 2003, so he's
been sitting on this one
20 years.
I hope
and he's
been
just
bubbling up.
Just done it.
I hope it's been a really long gala dinner, like over days. Just like, we're gonna have to flip it again soon. We're currently on 7.
Please, Ron, just finish. Now the Fringe show, the test show was great. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I had a great time. I think it went super well.
I found out I'm not as fit as I knew I wasn't fit, so that's fine. But I definitely am less fit than I thought I was.
You did a lot of movement and a lot of talking while moving.
Yes. The first, I'd say, 2 minutes of the show is me sort of running around and doing quite a long intro bit. And as I ran around and was chatting to folk, I got back to the stage, which was quite high. It's about 2 feet off the stage, 2 feet off the ground. Come back on the stage, it's like, I'm really out of breath. This is so bad.
Break. So
then realized I was getting to my cue to say my first like proper line. And I was like, I'm actually properly out of breath. And so I think I said something like, I'm so glad you're all here. I tried to get everyone to give him like a round of applause. And so he'd be like,
30 to 40 seconds of applause.
Wow, to have cues on this screen. Goose needs a break or he'll pass out.
Oh, imagine how fit you'll be at the end of it.
Well, I can't wait. I mean, judging by the t-shirt that I was wearing for that, which I then had to put back on, I must have lost a serious amount of weight that one night because, yeah. Let's just say the t-shirt was a lot heavier when it came off.
Okay, join us for Fringe Aerobics.
Yeah.
Frobics.
This is a big shout out to all the Patreons that support the fundraising wing. Stephen Lamb, Gatho, Catherine Andrews, Russ Kirk, the Canadian half of Hugelit Goose, Luddite 16, Susie Pope, Joe Williams, Rachel Alexander, Howl Owl, Shara Gatari, Icy Canuck, Joanna MUFC fan, and the other Patreons who have chosen to remain anonymous. We love you all and are grateful for your involvement. If you want to support us helping provide charities with free fundraising quizzes, please visit patreon.com/goosesquizzes for more information.
Oh, Okay, sorry, I'm doing a deep dive on Ron Reed. Question two. Moving on to sports. No pressure, Scott, but already make a break. Okay. Which European country held the first ever Winter Olympics in 1924?
Oh, I feel like it should be like...
So answer and percentage for this one, please.
It feels like it should be like somewhere like Norway.
Which European country
held
the first ever Winter Olympics?
Yeah.
Even though we've had issues recently in the podcast with countries hosting Olympics.
We?
I could...
Like, I would have thought it was either Switzerland.
I was going to say Switzerland.
Potentially France.
I'd probably go Switzerland.
I mean, they have a whole load of those Alps.
They do.
Switzerland feel like they quite like the Olympics. Don't know why.
Yeah.
In my head, Switzerland's like a big Olympic country.
It's a very snow sporty country.
Yeah. So they're... Norway have the most medals.
Home ground advantage, you reckon?
Potentially. They just ran the first one and didn't tell anyone. Oh, what's that? Another Norwegian one? Fantastic.
Norway's a good shout as well.
Sorry, but I really enjoy the thought of throwing an Olympics and not telling anyone.
Oh, it's a very World Series baseball.
Isn't it? Yeah. We just had the Olympics. When?
What? What is that? All the best in the world come to compete. It's really good. We're going to open it up next year.
Guess who beat this guy? There's another Norwegian. Ah!
Oh, I'd love to come. When's the next one?
Four years time.
4 years away.
Oh, is the one next year? No, no. 2 years time? No. Sorry
about the Olympics and then being out of your prime to perform.
Yeah, brutal.
All right, Switzerland.
Switzerland, right? Yeah. Let's say Switzerland.
Wrong.
France.
Yes.
Is it like Avoriaz, somewhere like that? No, it'll have been like...
Sneaky French.
I can't even think where it'll have been. Hilarious, it was Paris. It's not much snow here.
Chamonix?
Chamonix? Chamonix, yeah.
Okay. France, what percentage of teams got it correct?
The only thing is I think I actually knew that. So annoying.
All right.
Switzerland hosted it 4 years later.
That's what I was thinking of.
Rank.
And then again in 1948.
Feels like the Winter Olympics has a lot less places they can go that are big places that are also wintry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. The 1984 was in Bosnia. Sarajevo.
Sarajevo, yes.
And then Japan. Anyway, 3, 2, 1, turn. I can't see what you've put. Oh, Goose, you've said
43%.
Scott, you've said
40%.
Okay, you fellas are close here. A 40 and a 43. This one came out at 37%.
Oh, no.
We've got a decider.
I have a decider. You think this might be fabricated, but it's not.
Down to the wire. Not scripted.
Not scripted.
No.
That's where the other game that I thought went really well, because we played, the elimination game for the Fringe Show has trivia questions going through it, and they all worked really nicely, and it was good fun. But then we also played some in-between nonsense games, and then when we did a little break, we had another set of some games. So we played Random Round, where it's just red, yellow, green, you just pick a color. And then we had a player cards right round, and we had a coin flip round. And the player cards right round, for the second time round, we decided to do a version of it where yellow, you could say the same. So you'd say either higher or lower or the same. And I said, like, from the start, I'm really impressed if anyone goes for the same. First card comes out, it was an 8. And so 8's quite tough in player cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you had a split of basically, some people in red, some people in green, and then about 10, maybe 12 folk who went for the same, and we'd shuffled the pack. Like, we're not being this wasn't set up,
not a stacked deck.
It wasn't, no,
for all you cardists out
also
there.
Incredibly hard to shuffle these cards.
A4 sized cards.
I genuinely spent like 3 or 4 minutes in the backstage just on a big flat piece of surf, like just basically shuffled. We shuffled them on the ground in the office before we left. But an 8 came out, and so we had eliminated about 90% of the people standing on.
Huge knockout.
It was great. And then, but everyone loved it. It was a great moment. Yeah. But it was fun to have the same category sitting in there as well.
Oh, I can still feel it.
It was a good moment.
Electric.
What a rush.
It was good. The double eights. I loved it. But we are looking forward to the Fringe show so much. It starts on the 3rd of August. So
yep. We'll jump in the next test show on the 5th of July.
Wednesday night it is.
Yeah, so, that'll be a good one.
Yeah, it should be fun for that.
Get tickets on the Roxy Assembly website.
Question 3, the decider. It's a long one. It's about art. Ready to go. Question 3. Name the painting by Grant Wood, which features a farmer with a pitchfork and a woman standing in front of a house.
Want to say it on 3?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. American Gothic?
Yeah.
Scott, you didn't say
it. I was
it
trying to think of a funny thing to say.
You want to do it again and say something funny?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
American a man with apple on his face. Trying to think of the name of that. I did know it was American Gothic. I'm so confident
America
that that's
got
it.
Thick, you know.
An American Gothic.
Correct.
Yes.
I don't really know why it's called American Gothic, because in my mind, Gothic is like goth.
Yeah.
Good.
and it's not a goth picture.
No.
Not.
I mean, what goth are you picking? All by today's standards. All black or the Germanic tribes?
Yeah. Probably more the all black.
All black.
You know, okay. Not like the rugby team. Yeah. I don't think they get called goths very often.
Yeah, I don't know. But I can definitely picture the... Yeah, I'd say it's very confident that that's correct.
Yeah.
Not even to let Louis have to say it.
Yeah, no, I would have definitely known that was the answer. It's one of probably about 4 paintings I actually know or know anything about. Sorry. All I know about it is the name.
I don't know why it's gothic.
And what it looks like.
Percentage of how many people know that?
Yeah.
So we're asking for the name, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The painting's name is a wordplay on the house's architectural style, Carpenter Gothic.
That kind of wordplay.
It's a weak.
It has to be explained to you.
Carpenter Gothic is a North American architectural style designation for an application of Gothic Revival architecture detailing picturesque massing applied to wooden structures built by house carpenters.
Right.
Yeah.
And the pitchfork is in relation to...
just farming.
Just being there.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, turn. Oh, wow. Okay, so Scott... Goose, first, you've said...
86%.
86. And then Scott?
I put 77.
77.
Did so you've 83.
You've both think more people know this than 22 Jump Street.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I did. I no, I put 89%.
Okay, sorry, you put 87. Around about the same.
I think it's definitely a better well-known...
I think it's a well-known painting, but I was at 81 when I started.
I
so.
Went from 83 on this one, but I went lower.
Well, 77 from Scott, 86 from Goose. This one came out at 64%. Scott snatches
shots,
it at the end.
Shots.
He's got one peg on the leaderboard for shorts.
That's rubbish. Well, that is our short series currently done for this episode. There's loads of episodes to go back and listen to, so if you've not listened to all the star episodes, go back there.
If you want the trousers.
Yeah, the foo, the capris. We're not the longest. We're never been the longest podcast anyway, but this is the short version of it. So
yep.
If you're looking for any longer versions, go back and listen to it. Don't judge us for the first few episodes. We didn't understand how to record things.
Yeah, we didn't know how sound works.
No.
If only,
or editing.
I wish we had taken more photos of those days to see what we did. We used to hang it from the roof with string.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Nah.
We'll do a reminiscing short in a little bit. So stay tuned. But have a good one. We'll see you all again for some more podcast action next week.
Bye. Bye.